Babakama Yerushalmi corresponding to Babakama Bavli, Daf Chadi Zayin. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Ches on the base at the Mishnah at the top of the page. Mazel, Matbeya, Benista, Kperus, Yerkivu, Yayim, Echmetz, Meshalem, Kishasa Gazela. If one stole a coin and it cracked, or produce and they rotted, or wine and it soured, he pays according to his value when he stole it. Matbeya, Benifsal, Kuma, Benitmes, Chomet, Vavan, Ava Pesach, Behema, Benevdebar, Avera, Oi, Shenifsalam, Yalgabem, Mizbeach, Oi, Shahisa, Yotze, Yisokel, Oi, Mahavishachamas, Panecha. If he stole a coin and it was disqualified, or truma and it became tummy, or chametz and pesach came, or an animal and a person lay with it, or served it like idolatry, or it received a minor blemish and was disqualified from being a korban, or it was being taken out to be stoned, he can say, yours is in front of you. The Gemara says, Rehuna Omer b'she paslasei malchus. Rehuna says that in the Ratio that a coin that cracks means that the kingdom disqualified it, so it's totally invalid as if it cracked. Shmuel Omar b'shenistak v'adai. Shmuel says it truly did crack, but if the kingdom had disqualified it, he says, then yours is in front of you. Abiyuda m'pazi v'shem b'yosi b'achanina v'ein jirukivu minakanima avle v'kivu metalas k'briyim hein. Abiyuda m'pazi, quoting b'yosi b'achanina, said that our Mishnah is talking about produce are rotted due to kanima, which is that they're visibly spoiled. But if they rotted due to worms, and then on the outside they look fine, the damage isn't visible, so they are like healthy produce. Rehuna Amar b'sheh paslasa malchus or paslasa medina, oimelei ha'vishachana fanecha. Rehuna said that the ratio discussed when the entire kingdom disqualified it, but if it disqualified only in this particular place, he says, yours is in front of you. Shmuel Amar afilu paslasa malchus, oimelei ha'vishachana fanecha, where Shmuel said, even if the entire kingdom disqualified it, he says, yours is in front of you. Rabbi Yudin lo noches lebeis vada kam im Rabbi Mana amalei ma'achidus avelachoin v'bei midrasha yemedein amalei milapalam. Rabbi Yudin didn't go to the Beis Medrash. He met Rabbi Mana and asked him what chiddush was taught in the Beis Medrash, and Rabbi Mana told him a certain matter. What's the certain matter? The Rabbi Yosi says that being metameh taharus is not considered an action, so the damage is not visible, so he's exempt. Amalei v'lad masnisihi truma v'nidmeis. Rabbi Yudin said back, well, this is already our Mishnah. If he stole Truma and it became Tummy, he says yours is in front of you. Since the damage is not visible, he's exempt. Amalei tepoter v'shenitmes me'eleha v'leis shma minaklum. Mana said, no, our Mishnah discusses when it became Tummy automatically. You can't learn from it anything about one who was actively metame. V'ofai omar nishpulei kodem ha-pesach ha-pesach m'shamlei chomitz yofer. So if I said that if one swore to the person who he stole from, I did not steal your chomets before Pesach, then after Pesach he has to pay proper chomets. And with manner, Azra Slikisoin, Meshkachas Rabbi Chizkiah, the Darishla, Meshund Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. Manner says, I went to Kisoin and I found a Chizkiah who taught so in the name of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. In Isbar Nash, Poleg Al Chefai, Shem Meshalem Chomets Yofer, Akal Moidim Chomets, Shem Meshalem Chomets Yofer.